Our scripture today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. I really like that line. Salvation is nearer to us now than when we became our believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of God for the people of God.
I thank our brother in Christ for helping us to continue in worship this morning with the word of grace. Thank you, my friend. Please join with me in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word speaks into our lives. Thank you also for your grace that is washing over us. Thank you for your love that fills and sustains us. We offer ourselves in the name of Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. I want you to go ahead and look at somebody again, okay? If they've nodded off, just gently shake them. We don't want anybody screaming out in panic about. Go ahead and look them right in the eyes and just say, I survived Black Friday. We might need to have some confession here. Some folks who went out, got up real early. You know, I have no problem with that at all. No problem with that at all. I will not be doing it, but I have no problem with somebody else doing it. No sweat. Some people really make that a fun time of gathering, of celebration, of growling, of waiting in line, of breakfast, all sorts of things that go on that day. Now, if that's your thing, God's blessings. God's abundant blessings upon you, and I hope you got good deals. But there was a sister in Christ that was coming in to worship during first service, and she shared an advertisement that she had seen, a commercial. And it showed the cross with Jesus on it, and it showed the two criminals on either side, and it simply said, the original Black Friday. For us, in this season of Advent, of God breaking in, and that's what Advent refers to. That's what Advent means. God breaking into our lives in a whole new way, in a way that maybe we haven't experienced before, in a way that maybe is surprising, or maybe that stretches us. We understand the work that God has done for us already on the cross. We understand the love and forgiveness that conveys. So what are we waiting for this season? What are we waiting for? Whose time are we in? Boy, our calendars sure do get filled up, don't they? I can show you mine. It's pitiful. It really is. However, each of us is called to step back and consider what the focus of this time, of this season, is for us. Advent is more similar to Lent than we normally think. We don't necessarily connect these two for this reason. Lent is about giving something up, right? It's a lot more than that, but we'll just simplify it. Advent is about cramming as much stuff in as possible. So how could we connect the two, right? Maybe that's why Lent falls after Advent, because then we can balance things out. It is a journey. You'll see up here as well that we have the Advent candles. We don't light them all at once. We don't do it in some frantic procedure that takes care of it. Well, that's done. We have all the Advent candles light. Move on to the next thing. We do it one Sunday at a time, one candle at a time. Because that reminds us that we are on a journey through Advent. It's not simply about getting things done in this season of the year. It is about opening ourselves in a more vulnerable, intimate way to God speaking into our lives. Did God make us? Yes. Does God continue to breathe life into us? Yes. The answers to those are yes, by the way. Does God continue to love us? Yes. Yeah. So on that journey, why not be considering those truths rather than thinking, boy, I need to get that batch of snickerdoodles baked. Again, by the way, any cookies that are baked, a sample can be delivered to the church office, to the pastor's desk. I take that on as a mission to be able to test cookies and make sure they're okay for the rest of the population. Don't have to thank me. What can we take off? What sticky note can we take off of our desk? I'm preaching to the choir right now, okay? Crinkle it up, throw it away. How can we be more attentive to God in our lives? Paul is very clear here. Very clear. And wants to get the attention of those who are claiming that name of Christ. Paul, in his writing, repeatedly indicates in various ways that he feels Christ is coming soon. Christ is coming back soon. Christ is returning soon. And so he's encouraging the believers to get ready, to clothe themselves in the love of Christ, to seek to follow that example of Christ, to seek to live His words, to seek to be channels of grace in the world that was very difficult, very challenging, and very dark at times. And into that darkness of the world, what is the message that we hear, not only from Paul, but to us in this gathering in Gila Mountain United Methodist Church today? Wake up! Now, if anybody was napping, they no longer are. However, we do have paddles out there for those. Wake up! And in an exuberant way, in a life-changing way. My friend, my roommate in college, Greg Gromyko, I couldn't make up a name like that, right? So this is real. He and I both had the same alarm clocks, okay? Now sometimes whenever you're in college or any other time in your life, it's difficult to wake up in the morning. Kind of difficult to get up out of bed. So we had these alarm clocks that I think they took the bells from old firehouses and put them on top. And it was metal and it was solid. And whenever it rang, it was like grabbing you by the ears and shaking your head back and forth. But he and I trained ourselves so that we would hear this little click right before the bells. And we had bunk beds, so all of a sudden you saw both of these arms go, boom, just grab that, before it really rung you to your very bones. Now that alarm clock got you up. It got your attention. They have all sorts of different kinds of alarms now. Things that kind of soothingly awake you. This was ring. That woke you up. That got your attention. Paul is trying to get the early church's attention. You're getting distracted from God. You're starting to value other things more than your relationship with God through Christ. You're not that channel of love that God is calling you to be. You're not that channel of forgiveness and grace. You're starting to put things, other things, above God. Paul's getting their attention, saying, this must change. What has your attention during this season of expectation, during this journey of Advent? What are you thinking about right now? What plans for the rest of this day are you going to think about while everybody else is receiving communion? You've received it, or maybe you're about ready to receive it. What are you already thinking about, thinking ahead about? In worship, in this very time, in this very space, our focus is to be on God and God alone. Nothing else. Is there something that you've been convicted by God about? And conviction by God is not a negative thing. Conviction is a way of kind of getting our attention. Okay? In other words, something that we need to focus on in our lives. Or maybe there's somebody else that God has placed on your heart. Has that ever happened? All of a sudden, somebody comes into your mind. Somebody comes into your heart. There's a reason for that. God's speaking into your life. But if you don't believe that the creator of the universe, if you don't believe that the one who loved you first, if you don't believe the one whose son was sent, if you don't believe that he loves you immensely and intensely, then you probably also don't believe that he speaks into your life. So let's first reclaim that truth, that God loves you more than you can imagine. God loves you more than you can imagine. God doesn't love us for anything that we've done for him or anything that we could do. God loves us because he is God. And he first breathed life into you, and he seeks to breathe newness into you every day in this Advent journey. Do you feel like you're kind of sleepwalking some days? Just kind of going through the motions? That call to wake up, I won't do it again. That call to wake up is for you as well. Not in a pejorative, negative, judgmental way, but rather in a way that reminds you that even in the darkness, and especially in the darkness, that light of God can never be extinguished. Coming out of darkness, that light of Christ guides us, and that working of the Holy Spirit continues to sustain and fill and nurture us. We are the people of God. We are called to awake to new possibilities in which God is going to speak into our lives and work through us. This table of grace, this table of hope, is a table that reminds us that God is speaking still into our lives. If those who would be serving communion at this time would come forward, we prepare ourselves. Sometimes we receive in a very tangible way that God is at work. You can stay right down here. And this morning is one of those times. Before Paul wrote these words to the church, to early Christians, about not just going through the motions as Christians, about being on a journey with God. Before Paul wrote these words, our Savior and our namesake gathered with friends and said, this is not just bread. This is not just something to satisfy a grumbling in your stomachs. This is my body. It's broken for you. Broken for each of you. As you receive this, know that you are the body, my body in the world. The body of Christ broken for the people of God, and we are the people of God. Thanks be to God. And then he poured out the cup and continued sharing those extraordinary words that we remember to this very day. This is my blood shed for you for forgiveness, poured out for you. For those gathered here today who feel like they are unforgivable, for those who feel like God's forgiveness is not for you, it is because of this sacrifice. This reminds us that as we are forgiven as the people of God, we also can go forward, awake, more alive, ready to experience God's grace and taste of His goodness. The blood of Christ shed for the people of God, and we are the people of God. Thanks be to God. After the communion servers receive the elements of grace, you will be directed by the ushers to come forward. This is an open table. That means all are welcome to be reminded of God's love in your life once again today.